This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, back with us now with his report on the status of listener email, senior producer and letters editor Steve Proffitt. Steve, I read the email too. These days, it's hot.
Well, Alex, I guess it reflects the temperature of the political campaign. You know, it's no secret NPR has often been labeled as part of the liberal media.
People have said that about us for years.
Yes, but to many of our listeners, at least to those who write us, we have surrendered to the right. A favorite phrase of listeners who believe we're being unfair to the Democrats is...
You have become Fox News. Fox News.
That's right. Last week we got a number of letters in this vein about two items we aired, both involving our partners at Slate.
And I'm sure at least one of them was about Mickey Kouse.
Yeah, we'll get to him in a minute. But first, Jacob Weisberg and Jonah Goldberg.
Jacob is the editor of Slate magazine. Jonah Goldberg is a contributing editor of the National Review. That's a conservative publication. We've had both of them on with a dialogue after each of the presidential debates.
And after the vice presidential debate, too. Listener Lori Menard characterizes Mr. Goldberg as a right-winger and Mr. Weisberg as a neutral to right-wing person.
She says, I want to hear a liberal to counter the BS from the right.
John Daly of Burton, Washington, complains that these pundits deliver fashion reviews rather than analysis.
I don't care if the president is someone it would be fun to have over for dinner, says Mr. Daly. I think he's referring to a comment from Joshua Goldberg that the president would be a nice guy to have a beer with.
And Tom Janes, who calls himself a fast losing hope and NPR listener, writes, here on liberal NPR, we have a virtual Republican spin session passing itself off as objective analysis.
He closes, rubbish, just rubbish. Well, what about the Mickey Kouse letters?
Mickey, you need to go to sleep earlier. That was the response of Chris Salvatore of Pearl, Mississippi.
He doesn't want Mickey staying up and commenting on the debate, so he was commenting on Slate blogger Mickey Kouse's opinion that it was gratuitous for Senator John Kerry to bring up the sexual orientation of Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter. She is openly gay. This was during the final debate last week.
Right. From Freeland, Washington, Dan Voorhees thought that remark wasn't gratuitous. Quote, I heard a pretty sensitive, timely comment that wasn't meant to hurt either Mary Cheney or even George Bush, and that had no negative anti-gay tone.
Here's one from Dan Langdon of Seattle. He says, the fact that Mary Cheney has supported her father and appeared with him on the stump makes her a legitimate topic of conversation.
Now, Alex, you know we refer to Mickey Kouse's late-night call-ins as radio blogs or phone blogs.
And we tried contracting that to plogs at one point.
Plogs, right. But here's another suggestion from Julie Kornblum. She lives in Pasadena, California.
And she likes flog, P-H-L-O-G.
Flog, I like that too. And finally, Alex, an email with the subject, conspiracy theories, came to us from Cape May, New Jersey.
Which is where Michael Murphy was listening to us talking about that apparent bulge in the back of President Bush's suit jacket during the first debate. It spawned a lot of wild speculation about what the president might have had in his jacket.
Yes, and Mr. Murphy said he'd been waiting to hear something about this in the real media, and just when the discussion began, his radio went dead.
Ooh.
Mr. Murphy, you can still listen to that segment and everything else we broadcast on our website, npr.org.
Dear listeners, please continue to write us. Our address is daytoday@npr.org. Please include your name.
And how to pronounce it and where you live.
Day-to-Day letters editor Steve Proffitt sees all and reads all. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.